talk a little bit more about their modern Shabbos, but start with next Gemara first. So the Gemara says, put the top of the Amud. I used to go in Mass from Amud. The Gemara of Amud, she goes, I saw it, fell from the age of the Hefshah Sukkah. What does Rashi say? What do you have to command for the Amud? What do you have to command to the Rasik? What do you have to command the whole discussion? Let's use the Tfanis that already exist. So Rashi said, no, we're talking about a case where there wasn't Daifan Akuma. It was too far away to have a Daifan Akuma. Rashi brings a different sheet there. It's gayest. It may be an Amud, since it's Kareh, it's just Atzma, you're not able to say Daifan Akuma. If that exists, it's Bailin is all by itself. What does one thing have to do with the other? But not right now. And it has a Hefshah Sukkah, Shibu Mashu. This is the second time Rashi said that the Hefshah is Shir Hefshah Sukkah, and Ramad Aleph also is Shibu Mashu, Shibu Mashu. I had to point out some strange Rashi, where did he get the Mashu from? The Mishnah says, Rashi will be the Shulchanai. Rashi will be Shulchanai, Zayin al Zayin. If it is the Yishami says, it's more involved for the first one, then another Tefa for the Shulchan. Anyway, so that's the case. So the built in Amud, but it's far away from the Tfalis. So Rabbi Lameimer, good Asik Mechitzosa. But I wanted to say it works with good Asik. Says Rashi, good Asik Mechitzosa Shel Amud Shimi Bachutz Soviv. Magbiyah Meshiv Esvibes Roishoi. We magbiyah the Mechitzos of the Amud itself, the size of the Amud, Svibes Roishoi, meaning around the top of the Amud, the Roish of the Amud. Now you have 10 tvachim. Now you have mechitzas of 10 tvachim. The chashuv of sukkah roishay. So mainly you have a sukkah on the top of the amud. But deifni amud, deifni sel. They good asik, and the tfanis of the amud become the tfanis of the sukkah through good asik. The schachshem ma'ala koshula, and now the schachshem ma'ala koshula. The ein lil ma'ala michov mi roish amud. Even though the case is that the schach was gavoy asherim, but it's not only gavoy asherim from the kark. It's not gavoy asherim from the roish of the amud. So Abai said that it would be kosher. Like Abuchi, you see in this Rashi an important chiddush. It's a major machlokes is shonim. Let's say you have a regular sukkah. We talked about this in the past. You have a regular sukkah, the regular schach, and regular tfanis, but the tfanis are not megiris to schach. So that is kosher. It's a mishnah mefresh that it's kosher. But the shaila is, why is it kosher? Is it kosher between good asik? Because you can say good asik, the mechitzas kilu are megiris to schach. Maybe it's kosher without good asik. Maybe it's kosher because you don't eat good asik. Who says the mechitzas have to reach all the way up to the schach? I have kosher mechitzas, I saw it for them, I have schach. So there's nothing lacking. There's no requirement that the mechitzas have to be underneath the schach. They don't have to be megiris the schach. So this is machlokes Yeshayim. The Ritva and Dr. Zayim says the feirush that you need, that it works with good asik. You have to come out for good asik. You have to have mechitzas megiris the schach. The way the mechitzas are megiris the schach is through good asik. The Ne'iri and Asri also is repairs, so you have to come on to good asik. Because you have to have mechitzas megiris the schach. On the other hand, the Ra'an and Asri gives Rashma that you don't need good asik. Because the Ra'an says at the end of the sugya, the end of the sugya of God, that the halacha, we pass him that by an amud it's a good person in the mechitzas nikars, like Rava. We pass on the next sugi by Amud that Asfasa Gag is also no good. So the Ran says that there's really never a case in Sukkah of good asik. Good asik has no application to Sukkah because in Amud is anyway no good. You need mechitzas in the cars. Avish Amud is no good. Asfasa Gag is no good. So you have to have Mama, you have to have Tfanis Mama. So there's never a case of good asik by Sukkah. So the Ran says, Inechirami, you need good asik for Shabbos. But in Sukkah, good asik has no application. So if they shoes and diet, what are you talking about? Good asik has no application. Of course it has application. By the regular case, you have mechitzos and they're not megiris the schach. Every sukkah where the tfanis is not megiris the schach, they have to come on to good asik. Apparently they're on health. That doesn't need good asik. That works without good asik. Good asik you need in case of the amud, where you don't have any mechitzos, you don't have any tfanis, you have to come on to good asik. And we pass like Rava, it doesn't work. Or by svasagag, when we pass it doesn't work. So a component comes out of mechlekes. That's you do it. Mechlekes the Ran and the Ritva. You have to have tfanis, megiris, the schach. So in Rashi there's a diyuk, a very strong diyuk. Rashi over here by the case of the Amud says that how does it work? Quite that bai, so by the memory. Bai wanted to say you say good asik. But how far does the good asik go up? So what does Rashi say? Ten tefachim. What do you mean ten tefachim? And after the ten tefachim, you still have to meet Megis the Schach. You have to say good asik even more. So why did Rashi stop at ten tefachim? The not Mufushim is Rashi. The Rashi holds like the Ran that all you have to say is good asik for ten tefachim. Now I have Mechitzis. Once I have Mechitzis, I don't have to go any further. Number one, make a face that there's such a rule. The asik is only the height of the amud. You say the asik anyway, so you might have to say the asik at the schach. So what? Why stop at 10 tefachim? At the end of the day, you're going to have to say the asik later. But he said, "Hakbiyim asora." What that first hakbla? Hakbiyim asora sviva zoysha. What's that asora?
The mountain is high around the place where his head is, so that he can be underneath a sapphire.
But what's what asora is he talking about? Hakbiyim asora, lift him up, asora tefachim.
He was lifted up.
Yeah, but we lift only to asora tefachim.
The
bamboo. Am I following?
Walls of
Amud are
raised already 10
tefachim. Yeah. That's not what it says. A good asking mechitzos shalom shimachot sovit hagbiyei masoros svi vayis roisha.
A good asking mechitzos shalom shalom
shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom
shalom shalom shalom
shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom shalom. No, Rosh means the Rosh of the Amud, not the Rosh of the person. Maybe how do you know how tall he is? So I thought it means the Rosh of the Amud. Anyway, and even if it meant his head, it's not true, it doesn't mean his head, it means the Rosh of the Amud, but I don't really know that there's Lemal of the Merit, but these are the Asarat Vachem that are on top of the Amud, not the Asarat Vachem that are on the side of the Amud. Good Asik Mechitzos Shel Amud Shimi Bachutz Soviv. The Mechitzos is that the Amud has Soviv, meaning the size of the Amud, Hagbiyim, raise them, Asora Tvachim, Asora Ten Tvachim, Sivayis Reisha, around the head of the Amud. Vayesh Ben Goyva Asora, meaning now with the Gurasik you have a Goyva Asora, the Chashuva Sukkal Reisha. So now I have a Sukkah on top of the Amud. That's about what it says in the Rashi.
Why does Rashi say afterwards that now, and then he says, then we say Gurasik, now we raise the
Don't understand what we say Gurasik. He says, now I have a sukkah. The size of the amud now become the tefanis al yedei gudasik. Through the gudasik, the nechami. Now he's explaining. So how does that help? Because now that I said asor tefachim, now that I say gudasik, so I have asor tefachim svivas roshay. And that's called the sukkah. That's cool that I have a sukkah. Because the deifnei amud are counted as the tefanis of the sukkah. That's al roshay. And it was the only way to read the Rashi. That's for sure the Pshat Rashi. Yes, yeah, so anyway, that's Abai. So Abai wanted to say, supposed to good asik. So Gemara says, Omalei Rova, Be'inun mechitzas hanikores v'leko. Be'inun mechitzas hanikores v'leko. So it's, no, it doesn't work. You need mechitzas hanikores. There's no Rashi here at all. Be'inun mechitzas hanikores v'leko. So what's Shatan Rova? So we're showing him, apparently there's two ma'alchim here in the sukkah. What's Rova, what's the slot of Mechitzas Hanikores, and how does it change the equation? The Ran and the Ritva say, Kelim Shatn the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying a sukkah de Kavod. In Hilchah Shabbos is good. Then it's Chavetz Mukhuk, and Hilchah Shabbos is good. Pshutai. Because we know that in Hilchah Shabbos, if you have a tel gavoy asar tefachim, it's Rishus Eochid. I wear the mechitzas. Because it's a good asik. L'chor, because it's a good asik. I, it's not mechitzas any chorus. Apparently, in Hilchah Shabbos, I don't care about mechitzas any chorus. Mechitzas any chorus is a sukkah dikadik. Rav is saying, by sukkah, it doesn't say those words in the Gemara. But the Rambam Yerushalmi is saying, Rav is saying, by sukkah, you need to have mechitzas any chorus. This is the smoker for what the Ritva said earlier in the Omud. the Rashba said in Shabbos, that that from this Gemara you see that you need that by sukkah the tefanis have to be part of the sukkah. You need tefanis. You need the chitzis hanirus kishelo. So the mitzvah before the Gemara, the mitzvah sent this to this Gemara. So it's like by Amud. The Gemara said you need the chitzis hanikores. The chitzis hanikores means you need the chitzis hanikores that they're a chelik of the sukkah. And the mechitzis that are lamata, even though you have good asik, but it's not nikoros. We'll have to nail it. Think about more exactly, but just the direction. It's not. It lacks in hilchas sukkah. There's a special requirement that you need mechitzis hanikoros shehem shelo. Mechitzis that I see that these mechitzis are part of the sukkah. Here, since the mechitzis, the real physical mechitza, I'm extending it. But the basic mechitzis is down below. It's not nikoros that it's a chelik of the sukkah. So you want to say, but it continues up. It continues going up. But since the basic mechitza is not nearest Hashem Shishi Shalom, so Mamela, even the Gurasic extension is not nearest Shehem Shalom, and Mamela Hilchas Sukkah lacks in mechitza's Hanikara Shehem Shalom. The Ran by us as a, the Ran also had that lashon. The Ran was in the book by this, by the top of the Omud, by the top of the, not the Omud that was talking about, the Omud of Nidumar, at the top of the Omud, we had. We had the discussion about the chakak. The Ran also said such a lot. The Ran didn't reference this Gemara, but the Ran also said such a lot. You need mechitzas hanikoros shem shelo. And the Ritva also says that word mechitzas hanikoros shem shelo. And even Feirish ties it to this Gemara about Amud. The Ran here by Amud has an interesting expression, which we also have to exactly parse. He says that you need tfanis ke'en dira. Tfanis ke'en dira. Yeah, there are those who want to stay, and in this rush around needs we're going to be somewhat busy, but need families came dear. There are those who want to say that the Ran means families came dear. That by sukkah gurasik doesn't help at all. But the Ran is saying by sukkah you need physical mechitzas. Besides, it's not enough we have a stipple like this. Stipple you said from this Ran that you see there's two din. There's a din mechitza that has gurasik. Then by sukkah you need something else. Besides a mechitza you need a doifin. A doifin means a physical wall. Gurasik is not a physical wall. There's two din, and that's the stipple we had. The stipple I got a lot of leverage out of that. This is certainly a lot. This raid based on this round is that's raid. This is probably later in Daf Zayin, which we'll have to worry about when we get to Daf Zayin very important. But right now they want to read into this round that the round is saying that by hilchas, that by sukkah, besides hilchas mechitza, there's also a din doifin. A doifin doesn't have good asik. You need a physical wall mamas. That's fanes ke'en dira. That's a very difficult read in the round. That the round is saying this is not mechitza. So this is not hilchas mechitza at all. It's a new halach of tfanes. First of all, that's what the Ran is saying. Then it sets up a divide between the Ritva and the Ran, who in other respects here are very similar. The Ritva, by the Gemara before, that you mean Mechitzis Hanikar Shem Shalom, don't Mechitzis Hanikar Shem Shalom, the Ritva quoted this Gemara Amud. And the Ran had the same Lashon before, Mechitzis Hanikar Shem Shalom. That's a Mechitzis Dikvah, Mechitzis Hanikar Shem Shalom. The Ran didn't finish reference this Gemara about Amud. But if the Ran is saying that this is a new halacha here, nothing to do with mechitzas, so now halacha you need a doifin, which is not a mechitz at all, so then it's not the same as the Ritva. The Ritva says this is the halacha of mechitzas hanikar Hashem Shalom. More importantly, the Hemshech of the Sugi will see that by Sfas HaGag, the machlokes in the Gemara, if you say good ask. Here we have Sfas HaAmud. This is an Amud, machlokes by Rova. Rova says you need mechitzas hanikaras. The next sugya, you have to learn the two sugyas together. The next sugya of Amud, we'll see in a minute, is going to be Machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, maybe two Lashonis even within Rav Nachman, different Kisoyis and Shonis, but certainly at the very least, Machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Whether you say Gurasik by Sfas HaGag, you made a mechitza on a roof, on a top of a building, on the top of a belt or something, you made a mechitza, and you want to say Gurasik mechitzos. So that's Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And Rav Huna says that you don't, and Rav Nachman, at least according to one Lashon Gemara, says that you do. Shayim will ask, what happened to Mechitzas Anikars? What happened to Rovas Halachim Mechitzas Anikars? Answers the Tosfos and the Ran and the Ritva and the Ran also that Ran's more of a kitzur, but says it also. The Bais says that Sfas Agag is better. Sfas Agag is better than Sfas Emud. And why is Sfas Agag better than Sfas Emud? So the Tosfos explains, and the Ritva explains, and the Ran is so some more. But they explain that by a gag, at least the mechitzas and the koras inside the building. If you live in the building, you see that this is a mechitza. So at least it's mechitzas and the koras for somebody. Whereas asfas amud is not mechitzas and the koras for anybody because the amud is a solid block. If the Ran is saying that if shatim mechitzas and the koras means that it's not hilchus mechitza at all, can't say good asik at all because by suf you need a physical wall and good asik is ruled out. What's the difference between amud and agag? You're telling me that good asik doesn't work. You can't use good asik for sukkah. You need physical tfanis. So what's the difference between sfas agag or sfas amud? But on top of where the sukkah is, there are no physical tfanis. So you see, that's not the pshat. It's a mechitzah dikadin. And in theory, since we're talking about hilchas mechitzah, good asik ought to be admissible. But then it's a new svar that in order to say good asik, when it comes to sukkah, I need mechitzah sanikoros. Yes, it's hilchas mechitzah. It's not some other animal. It's hilchas mechitzah. But it's a special kind of mechitzah. And it's a mechitzah that has to be a mechitzah hanikeres, like the Rambam said before, mechitzah hanikeres shem shiloh. Any mechitzah hanikeres. And here, there's a chisoron, not that I can't say good asik a priori. Maybe good asik I could say, but I can only say good asik if I have mechitzah hanikeres. What does it mean to have mechitzah hanikeres? So the Rambam is elaborating what it means to have mechitzah hanikeres. Why are these mechitzahs not hanikeres? Even in an amud, why are the mechitzahs not hanikeres? I see a drop. I stand at the edge, I look down, I see mechitzahs. So he said, no, but so the Ran says, but it's not mechitzos ke'ein dira. And it's not mechitzos hanikoros ke'ein dira. I think what he means is, at least al derech zeh, he means that here it's not enough for the mechitzos to be, but here the mechitzos have to be nikoros in a particular way. The mechitzos here are the function of these mechitzos is to be the walls of a dira. So the mechitzos have to be nikoros that the mechitzos shall dira. So if I just see a sheer wall, I don't those mechitzas. So with grasik, they're going to become walls of a deer too. But that I don't see. I see a drop. It's no different than a television drabim. I see a drop. I know the drop is there, but it doesn't look to me like mechitzas of a deer. I want to make grasik, and now it'll be mechitzas of a deer. That's not nikoros, because the mechitzas that I see are not mechitzas of a deer. The mechitzas that I don't see, the grasik, the invisible mechitzas, those are the mechitzas of a deer. That lacks in mechitzas and nikoros. But shenki by a gag. A gag might be better. By a gag, the mechitzas themselves, for the people in the building, are nikoros as mechitzas shel dira. Because the people who live in the building, those mechitzas are mechitzas shel dira. So maybe that's better. Or maybe it's not. That's a mechitzas. I'm not going to fun. Maybe it's nikoros as mechitzas shel dira in the building, but not mechitzas that are nikoros as a dira when you're in the sukkah. But at kaponim, it's better, because the mechitzas mitzad themselves are nikoros that they're mechitzas shel dira. So maybe those mechitzas have a malus. Now, it's Bekitzer, I think it's Mukhuch, that even according to the Ram's Hasbara of Kain Dira, we're not going into a different world of Doifen as opposed to Mechitzer, in some world in which Berasik has no application. Even that's how the Stipel did understand the Ram. I don't see how that could be the Pshat. The Ram is going about with Mechitzer Sanikara, it's no different than the Ritva, who Beferish says this is Gemara Mechitzer Sanikara. His name is Lashon Gemara Beras, it's Mechitzer Sanikara. Rabba didn't say even Tfanis. He said you need Mechitzer, so he agrees, it's Mechitzer, but it's Mechitzer Sanikara, it's also kind of Mechitzer. The Ran is just explaining why is it lacking mechitzas and nikoros. You see the drop. So yeah, it may be nikoros that there's a drop, but it's not nikoros that there are mechitzas shel dira. A kaponim, that's the mahalach of the Ritva and the Ran. The basic that this is a that Rav is saying a chiddush hilchas sukkah and hilchas Shabbos. About this is a good shayochid, and you could say good asik. You could say good asik. Like you find Tel B'Shus Rabim, how does it become Rishus Yochid? Presumably with Gerasik. I know this has been in Mechitzas Nikoros. Rav is not saying a general halacha in Gerasik. He's saying a particular halacha, like Sukkah, that by Sukkah you can't say Gerasik over here because Sukkah needs a special kind of Mechitzah, namely a Mechitzah Nikeres, Mechitzah Nikeres Yishalah, Mechitzah Nikeres that it's a Mechitzah of Dira, Koma. That's how Rashi, that's the Ritva and the Ran. L'chayr, this is the sheet of Rashi as well, even the Rashi doesn't say anything. But Rashi in Chofei, Amar Aleph, when he talks about Shabbos, and he talks about, towards the top of Chofei Amar Aleph, So there's a long Rashi, Shibelis. Shibelis. It mostly doesn't concern us. But Rashi at the end says, Tel Mukut Machitzesu. You see, it's about halfway down the Omud in Rashi. He brings Kamin Be'erim Dach Nevala, for Tel Mukut Machitzesu, the Kol Shigalei Asar, meaning good Asik Machitzosu Shaloi, Ve'hikif Behem Esroisha. Rashi prepares, the way a Tel B'Shus Arabim works, how does a Tel become B'Shus Yochid? As I say, good Asik. So Leila Machitzes that are on the side of the Tel, he will imakif the top of the Tel. So prepares Rashi, that the way a Tel works is that it works with good Asik. I Machitzes any cars. You have to say that. So Sukkot to Kedin. And Shabbos is fine. Rav Chaim, in Perek, I forget where the Rav Chaim is. In Hilchos Sukkot, I sent you the
Dalagal.
Rav Chaim is Medayik from the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam brings Talach of Amud and Sukkot. So the Lashon Rambam is She'ein elu mechitzas anikaros. V'nimtza al gabei hamud tzchach kosher v'loy defanos. So Chaim's medayik from the Rambam. Chora in the Ran's presentation and the Ritter's presentation and Rashi's presentation, there are mechitzas. There is a good asik in Hilchos Shabbos. There are mechitzas. Rova was not saying there's no good asik over here. There are mechitzas. Problem is, but they're not mechitzas anikaros. The Lashon Rambam is that since it's not mechitzas anikaros, there are no mechitzas. And the Lashon Rambam is she'ein elu mechitzas anikaros v'nimtza al gabei hamud tzchach kosher v'loy defanos. Yeah, I guess if you want the style, you can say that Tfanis doesn't mean Mechitzas. You can say, well, there's not Mechitzas any Kor, so therefore it's not a Doifin. Okay, but Chaim didn't do it in such a film. And so Chaim's Medayik and the Ram says, She'ein Eilu Mechitzas any Kor, V'nimsal Gabi Yemud Tzchach Koshu Beloid Defanis. That there are no Mechitzas over here. What do you mean there are no Mechitzas? There are no Mechitzas. In Uchta Shabbos there are Mechitzas. It's just there are not Mechitzas any Kor. The Ram says that since it's not Mechitzas any Kor, so there are no Mechitzas. Says Rav Chaim, that he thinks the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara, a different Pshat in the Gemara entirely. The Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara that even Mechitzas and Ikaros, it's not saying, Rav is not saying Aloch and Hilchos Sukkot. Rav is saying Aloch and Hilchos Good Asik. That in order to say Good Asik, everyone, you need Mechitzas and Ikaros. And the Mechitzas She'enim Ikaros, maybe they're good Mechitzas, but they're not Mechitzas that have Good Asik. I doesn't explain the story. As he says, like in the Rambam, a new pshat in the Gemara. But again, a mechitzas and ikaros means not that sukkah needs mechitzas and ikaros. Good asik needs mechitzas and ikaros. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. She'ein elu mechitzas and ikaros. You don't have mechitzas and ikaros over here. But nimso, that you don't have any tfanis. Al gabi amud, there are no tfanis. Because if you don't have mechitzas and ikaros, you can't say good asik. If that's the case, so the obvious question is, if that's the case, that's the case. So how is it Tel B'Shus Arabim or B'Shus Yochid at all? The Mechitzas are only down below. Rashi Daf Chafei says that a Tel B'Shus Arabim only becomes B'Shus Yochid with Garasik. Now Rav is telling me, according to the way Rav wants to read the Rambam, wants to read the Rambam. Rav is saying that if there's no Mechitzas in the course, there's no Garasik. So the Mechitzas of the Tel are on the side of the Tel, but there's no Mechitzas on top of the Tel. How did the Tel become B'Shus Yochid? Says Rav Chaim, the Tel becomes Rishus Yochid without good asik, because since there are mechitzos all around, so the mechitzos are goyder below, but they're goyder out of Sarat Tvachim. So that makes the top of the Tel a Rishus Yochid without good asik. And he's medayik. He says that you see this in the Ramban. There's Ramban and Shabbos. There's Ramban and Shabbos and Daf Tzadik Teslam base. We're talking about the Zorak Menoch Al Gabei Amud. The Ramban says that the top of the Amud is Rishus Yochid. Let's say you threw something and it lands on top of the tail. So the Ramban, there's a shot in the word there. You threw something and it landed on top of the tail. Since it passed through a Mokum Tur, maybe you're Potter. And they're trying to miss. There's other cases where something passes through a Mokum Tur and you're not Potter. So the Ramban says that a tail is special, even though it landed on Rishus Yochid, but the airspace is not Rishus Yochid. So when something lands on a tail, so even though it's landing on a Shusayochid, but it projects up into a Mokum Tur. It's a fairish in Rabban, even though normally Rosh Hashanah is Oil Ad Relakia, the rule always is Rosh Hashanah is Oil Ad Relakia. The Ramban says that Tel is Rosh Hashanah on top of the Tel. And if you put something down, it's told you put it down on top of Rosh Hashanah, and you're normally Yachai. But nonetheless, it's only Rosh Hashanah on top of the Tel. Lu Yitzu, you threw something. Anyway, let's say you. If you had, like, you know, if you threw something and landed not on the mamash on top of the tel, it was something was projecting up, and it was not on al gavav, it would not be high. The tel is a shesiyachet al gavi the tel, but not any high. That's the shteik nirba. That's the beferish nirba. Says Reb Chaim, what's Reb Chaim talking about? Which is normal. If it's grasik, so you have mafitzes all the way up. So why is only the top of the tel a shesiyachet? It should be a shesiyachet all the way up. Says Reb Chaim. See in the Ramban, Ramban also learned this way. That Be'inu Mechitzis and Ikaris means that a tel doesn't have good asik. So therefore, you only have Mechitzis up till the top of the tel. So the top of the tel, that's enough to make it into a Shishayachar. But higher than that, it's not going to be a Shishayachar because there's no good asik. Because there's no Mechitzis. The Mechitzis are going there till the top of the tel. They're not going there any higher than that. And he's medayik that way in the Ram also. He says, because you look in the Ram Hilchos Shabbos, the Ram in Hilchos Shabbos does not mention Gerasik anywhere at all. The Hilchos Sukkah mentions Gerasik. The Ram in Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about Svas HaGag, the Ram in Paskins of Svas HaGag is good. Svas HaOmud is no good. But the next Gemara, Svas HaGag, the Ram in Paskins, most of the time passing another way, the Ram in Paskins of Svas HaGag is good. And there the Ram says, Beferish, because Gerasik Mechitzos. So in Hilchos Sukkah, the Ram has Gerasik Mechitzos. But in Hilchos Shabbos, by a mechitz by a gag, because you have mechitzes that are nikaris inside the nikaris. But in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam does not mention good asik at all. Says Reb Chaim, because you don't need good asik in Hilchos Shabbos, because you can have anything that's any tell it's gavoy adasar tochim becomes rishus yachid without the need for the mechitzes going any further. That's Reb Chaim. So the Rambam is very good, because the Rambam Taka says it's only rishus yachid on top of the amud. But if you go any higher up, then it's Hakanar Rosh Hashanah. That's Gevalik. The Ramban Pakas sounds mamash like Reb Chaim. But the Reb Chaim then points out that in the Rambam it's mashma that once you have a tell, it's Rosh Hashanah Adar Rakia. Because the Rambam brings halacha in the Rambam beginning of Yudalad of Shabbos. So the Rambam talks about various kinds of Shishiyoch. So Rambam says that a tell is a Shishiyoch, and a Haritz is a Shishiyoch, and a place that's Mukav Machitz is a Shishiyoch. And then the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah is Oil Ad Rakiyah. So Stomach and Perush show you that Oil Ad Rakiyah is going on all of the cases. But even the Tel is Oil Ad Rakiyah. Not the Chaim, that's not like the Ramban. The Ramban says the Perush, and Abud is not Rosh Hashanah Ad Rakiyah. But the Rambam's Mashmah is Rosh Hashanah Ad Rakiyah. In fact, the Chaim, why is it Rosh Hashanah Ad Rakiyah? If the Mechitzis, if you don't say good Asik, because that Mechitzis any chorus by an Abud, by a Tel. So male on top of the Amud, I understand that it's Rosh Hashanah, because the Mechitzis are guided till the top of the Amud, the Ad Bechal. But how is it Rosh Hashanah Adar Akil? You don't have any, if you don't say good asik, there are no mechitzes. Says Reb Chaim, once it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's a din Rosh Hashanah that it's Oil Adar Akil even without mechitzes. That's a din by itself. Rosh Hashanah is not Oil Adar Akil because you have good asik. Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzim Oil Adar Akil. So since you have the top of the tail has mechitzes, because the mechitzes are greater till the top of the tail, now it becomes Rosh Hashanah. That's a halacha that Rosh Hashanah is Oil Adar Akil. Minus mechitzes. Good asik would mean that you have mamish mechitzes all the way up. So he said, but that you don't have. For that you need mechitzes any cards. But by Shabbos you don't need to have mechitzes all the way up. All you need to establish that it's just a yochid. Once it's just a yochid, it's a yochid. It's allowed in Rakia. Masha enkin by sukkah is not enough that the floor of the sukkah should be gadur. By sukkah I need the mechitzes. The sukkah should have mechitzes. The sukkah without good asik, the sukkah doesn't have mechitzes. Because the mechitzes are only going there till the floor of the sukkah, till the top of the tel. So that's very nice Hilchos Shabbos. The floor is a shesiyochet, shesiyochet is oil ad rakia. By sukkah, I need mechitzes. The sukkah itself has to have mechitzes. So what does it help that it's godu lamata? I need mechitzes lamala. That's what Rava said, that but even mechitzes any cars, without mechitzes any cars, you can't say good asik. Ad kam there, Chaim. Let's go over there, Chaim again. Chaim's mamash, you say this thing. So Chaim's saying the chudashtik of Shat and the Galar, not like we saw in Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ritva, Rashi. We shouldn't learn b'inim mechitzas anikaris. Not a Shabbos dikadin. It's a sukkah dikadin. That for sukkah you need mechitzas anikaris. For Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas in Nekoras. For Shabbos, you say good asik. And why is a tel called the Rosh Hashayochid? Because you have good asik. Other rakia, that's Rashi's Beferish and Chofek. That a tel is Rosh Hashayochid because you have good asik. Reb Chaim is mechadish in the Rambam. He wants to be right from the Ramban. The different shat in the Gemara. But even mechitzas in Nekoras is a good asik to Galocha. That if you don't have mechitzas in Nekoras, then you don't say good asik. Maybe the idea behind the Chaim is there. Maybe the idea is. Good asik comes from the fact that in your mind's eye it continues to go up. It's not nikaros, you don't have such a perception. Maybe that's a Rav Chaim wouldn't say such a word. Maybe Rav Shimon would say such a word. But Rav Chaim doesn't have a need to say. That's the halacha. In order to say good asik, you need mechitzas and nikaros. That's pshat and rov. So male I tell which is that's pshat and rov. It precludes good asik. What about tel v'shus ha'yochid? How does a tel become v'shus ha'yochid? Because it's goder up till the top. I don't need good asik. It's goder up to the top. And he says that b'pshutu pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban Taka says that a tel is only v'shus ha'yochid on top. But it's not v'shus ha'yochid ad rakia. Why not? What happened to good asik? There it says, by a tel yitaka don't say good asik because you need mechitzas and nikaros. Either Rambam says that a tel is v'shus ha'yochid ad rakia. That's for a different reason. Because the Rambam holds that once something is v'shus ha'yochid, it could be oila ad rakia without mechitzas. The Ramban apparently will not do it. The Ramban held it could only be oila ad rakia if you have good asik ad rakia. Tell us to have good asik, so that oil adder akia. The Ram holds that oil adder shishiyochid, oil adder akia has nothing to do with the mechitzas. Once it's a shishiyochid, it's oil adder akia be'etzim. So the top of a tell is shishiyochid be'emsim, it's oil adder akia by itself. By suk, you need to have mechitzas. Since not mechitzas any course, you don't have good asik. If you don't have good asik, by suk, it's no good. Adkan the Rav Chaim. By mechudas the Rav Chaim. The emesis.
According to Ramban, isn't the top of the tell always going to be above the mechitzas?
So he said, no, the mechitzas are graded till the very top of the mechitzas. And since the very top of the mechitzas is the same level as the floor of the tel, so the floor of the tel is a shayochid. So when you're standing on the tel, you're standing on a shayochid, and that's that's enough to be mechayiv you for putting something down on the tel. But it's munach b'shayochid. Even though it projects up into the mokum tor, but since it's munach on a shayochid, that's called yabah hanoch on a shayochid. Because it's on a shayochid. And it's on the shliyot because the mechitzas are till the top of the tel. The emes is ruach Hashem dibavoy. We have rishonim who say the ferishu rechaim. Some of it says already in Iri. The Iri says the ferish pshat in the gemara that the inu mechitzas and the koras means that therefore you don't say good asik. This mechudish of shat. Then the Meiri asks, what about tel b'shus ha'yochid? So how does a tel become b'shus ha'yochid? Here Meiri says a little bit different. Meiri says that a tel is the b'shus ha'yochid without mechitzas. Since it's mubdul from the b'shus ha'rabim, it becomes the b'shus ha'yochid even without mechitzas. That's a very radical word. That's not like a chayim. That's a very radical thing, and it's problematic to say you have to do. So Meiri says in Echami, the tel doesn't have mechitzas. There's no good asik. The tel does not have mechitzas. How is it Rishus Yochid? He says since it's mutal from Rishus Yochid because it's 10 foot from high in Rishus Yochid, it becomes Rishus Yochid without mechitzas. It's a very difficult thing. What about Traskel? You have more Traskel where you have no mechitzas, but it's certainly 10 foot from up. Anyway, I know it's a problematic Meiri, but it's not. That's prepared not like Echai. But we have in this generation the Meiri's chaver of a Rav Minahar. And Rav Rami Nahar sent it out to Lelum, says Mamish like Rav Chaim, the whole Rav Chaim, Mamish, the whole Rav Chaim from beginning to end. But Inam Mechitzas HaMikaros, it's page Chav Gimel. The first page of what I sent you. The inu mechitzas hanikani kares. Kolema. Ki aminim good asik. Hani milib the mechitzas hanikares. Kolema sheish them type. So right away he said, like if a chaim shabbin by Miri also said. Mechitzas hanikares is if not a sukkah de kalocha, it's a good asik de kalocha. In order to say good asik, you need mechitzas hanikares. Sheish them type. Aval mechitzas shalamud ein lem type. Hilka chabni kares ninu. Le aminim the mechitzas. Kedi, Yihani, in such, Kedi means like, Shelshov, like Shacha Mechitzas. Because the Mechitzas, Kedi, of Kedi, Shacha Mechitzas, Kihani, like these, we don't say bidas. Interesting expression. Mechitzis kedik. Oh, so what about Amud? What about Shabbos? So then it continues. Aval le'atzmon mechitzisin. They're still mechitzis. They're not mechitzis that you'd say bidasik. They don't continue up. But the mechitzis, the sidei Amud themselves, are still mechitzis. Le'atzmon mechitzisin. The Amud ke'a gavnim shesayochet the Shabbos. Such an Amud in Hilchot Shabbos is called the shesayochet, apilu amunah p'shesayavim. Why? Because the tzidei amud is still called mechitzus. There's no good asik, but that's good enough to make the amud into a shusayochid. Then he has a question. Well, what is that? That's good for the top of the amud. But what about higher up? And he assumes that you do say ad derakia. So he continues. He doesn't stop there. He continues. You must have plagiarized it from Rav Chaim. Unehi de'avir rishusayochid oyla ad derakia. Even though the avir rishusayochid is oyla ad derakia, fine. That's because the avir doesn't. Meaning, yes, it was just the author of the Adarakia, but for that you don't need mechitzas. You have mechitzas on the side, la'atzmon, the mechitzas la'atzmon are good mechitzas. Therefore, the tel becomes the Shusha Yochid, and once you have a Shusha Yochid, the Shusha Yochid is the Adarakia. But here, for a sukkah, you can't just say, yeah, it's the Adarakia. But here, in order to have a sukkah, it's tarach loyma good asik mechitzos. Here we need good asik, meaning, because we need to have, the sukkah itself needs to have mechitzas. What is that? That is godu lamata. I need the mechitzas itself to have mechitzas. And the mechitzas ain't any nikkores because they're loyim in good asik. And if it's not mechitzas and nikkores, we don't say good asik. So ain't mechitzas nearest to nikkores. The mechitzas not nikkores. The whole of Chayim mamish mirhochel v'ad kap v'ad kolok except for the Raya from the Ramban. Okay, everything else mamish. The whole of Chayim from beginning to end is here in the Romanah. So you ever hear people say, no, maybe Rav Chaim doesn't say in Rishonim. We have a real Rav Chaim, look at Rav Chaim, and the whole thing says in Rishonim. A little bit of Meiri and a rum and a high mamas, the whole thing. Okay, so we have two basic mahakam here in the Sugya Hamud. Ros HaKinon, we have two shittas here in the Sugya Hamud. Shittas are the Ran and the Ritva. The Ran and the Ritva, the Chayrashi has the oldest way as well. That Gemara is saying a sukkah dikavort. The body have good asik, but that's why you tell words because you have good asik. It's a sukkah dikavort that you need to have mechitzas ha'nikoros for sukkah because you need the nikoros shem shalom. That's the nikoros in the Ran. It says that's the nikoros that the mechitzas shel dira, and that you don't have sukkah dikavort. And the fi de meiri of Rav Menahar, the Chaim is medayik tzvei in the Rambam. Gemara is saying good asik dikavort. In order to say good asik, you have to have mechitzas ha. Mechitzas hanikars. Yeah, two nekudas just to be massive, just in the cheshbon hador. According to the the Roman Har, the Meiri, the Rambam, this Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim's point, this Mahalach Rav Chaim. So comes out that in Hilchos Shabbos, there's really never a case where you need good asik. Rav Chaim's Medayik in the Rambam, in all of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam never mentions good asik. Why should you ever need good asik? A tel is a Shusiyochad without good asik, and once it's a Shusiyochad, the Rambam also allowed the Rakim. The Fidei Ramban, you would need it to make it out of Rakia. But the Fidei Ramban, the Rabbi Ramban has to be fairish. Once the Teller is Shusayochid, it's out of Rakia. So there really is no case of Gudasik in Hilchos Shabbos, Midaraisa at least, maybe in the Rabbanu's cases. But in Midaraisa, there's no case of Gudasik in Hilchos Shabbos at all. So, but there is Halacha Gudasik, the Gemara says later in Dafavah, that the Halacha Moshe Mishinei, that there's a din of Gudasik. Not negated in Hilchos Shabbos. So what's it going to be negated to? What? Yeah, that was the Svasagag is good. That Svasagag is good. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but Ram Hasman said that Svasagag is good. Because that's what Mechitzas and Nikkores. Inside the house is Mechitzas and Nikkores. What? Yeah, it's good with the Rasik. Now, come. You know, it's in Hilchos Sukkah we'll have cases. The only cases that we're going to have with Rasik is in Hilchos Sukkah. In Sukkah, we could have a lot of cases with Rasik. We'd have maybe a Svasagag. the Ram passing Svasagag is kosher. That's clearly what we're asking. Or maybe every time you have mechitzas and not megiyus the sach, that goes to much like as I mentioned before. When you have mechitzas and not megiyus the sach, you have to come on to Budasik. Like they're on an urge. So in Hilchos Sukkah we could have Budasik cases. But it's interesting, the Ran holds that in Hilchos Sukkah there's no case of Budasik. Because the Ran passing of Svasagag is no good. The next Gemara. It's no good. He passes to take people the it's no good. And the Ran passes, you don't need mechitzas megiyus l'sach be'etzim. If you have mechitzas to a trofa, you don't need good asik. So the Ran taki is, when do you ever have good asik? The Ran by us. The next sugya of Svasagag. The Ran says the maskona, the Ran passes not the Ramon. Svasagag is no good. Like the Rif. Svasagag is no good. So Svasagag is no good asik. It's no good. Mechitzas are not megiyus l'sach, he seems to assume that you don't need good asik. It's not that I have a sort of problem. So ask the Ran, so where do you ever have good asik? The Torah said, says the Ran, fill the Shabbos. So you need to fill the Shabbos, because the Ran holds that the Cheshbon goes to Shittos. The Ran holds that this is a Sukkadikah halacha. But in the Shabbos, you have good asik. And a tell works with good asik. So where do you have good asik? For a tell, for the din of a tell, b'shus rabbi. That's not going to midin good asik. So it goes to Shittosim. The Me'iri, who paskins that by Shabbos you don't need. The Me'iri holds that in the Shabbos you don't need good asik, like a Ramam, like a Kayim. So the Me'iri Taka says that by Sukkah you need Mechitzus Megiyus Lischach. So that's where you have good asik. But good asik has to be somewhere. You can't shut good asik out altogether. Gemara says, Salachal Meshim Meshina. So just in the Chesbun Advarim, it works out that a little bit is the Shittosim. The Ramam who closes the door on good asik in the Shabbos, but he has cases in the Sukkah. Svasagag, and maybe altogether Mechitzus and Megiyus Lischach, we don't know. And the Me'iri, who says that in Hilchos, the Ran rather, who says that in Hilchos Sukkah you never have good asik, because he passed him as Svasagag is no good, and he told you don't need Fanus Megiyus Lischach, so he has to have good asik in Hilchos Shabbos. That's a minor point, just in as far as that's concerned. It's also going to be Negei in the next Sugya of Amud, which we're not off to yet, and we're going to do that tomorrow. But I'll just mention now, in the Sugya of Amud, it's Mechaikas in the Gemara by Amud, by Svasagag, rather. The next Gemara, the Sugya of Svasagag. But, anyway, it's tomorrow. But there's going to be a Mechaikas in the Gemara of Svasagag. You make a Sukkah of Svasagag, and there's no rules, you just make Tzchach, and you want to use Gurasik. So it's machlokes. Do you say good asik or not? The Gemara doesn't spell out. What's the issue? Why not good asik mechitzos? Like what's wrong? So some Mishnayim say that it's a mechitzos and a karstik issue. The Ritvus is the Feirush. That it's an issue of mechitzos and a karst. And that's good for the issue. Is the Svasagag also lacking mechitzos and a karst? And maybe Svasagag is better than Amud. Like I told you before, in Amud it's not nikaros to anybody. Svasagag at least it's nikaros. Nikaros to Shem Dira for the people who live inside. So it has some on the issue of mechitzas and nikaros, a svasagag is better than amud, but it still is an issue because it's mechitzas and nikaros only in the bayis, but it's not nikaros b'sei chasuk. The Ritva says b'feir, so that's the issue between that's the issue of svasagag. Does it lack in mechitzas and nikaros? Is it like an amud, or maybe it's better than amud? If, on the other hand, you learn like a Chaim, like a Avraham in Ahar, that the word of Mechitzas HaNikoros is a chisoin in good asik. That Mechitzas HaNikoros don't have good asik. It's not a sukkah dikadin. It's a good asik dikad problem. So then I'll put it to you. Is there any possibility that Svasagag lacks in Mechitzas HaNikaros? Or not? Maybe if you learn like Rashi, like the Ran, like the Ritva, that Mechitzas HaNikaros is a Sukkadika issue. So what concerns us is when you're in the Sukkah, it's a Mechitzas HaNikaros. About if you live in the building, it's Mechitzas HaNikaros. We want to know about the guy in the Sukkah. Does he have Mechitzas HaNikaros? So maybe not, because Svasagag, for him, it's not Mechitzas HaNikaros. Or maybe it's enough that it's Nikaros for somebody else. Maybe that's also called Mechitzas HaNikaros, somehow. But if you learn like a chayim, like a rum in a har, that the issue of mechitzas hanikoros is a good asikdika halacha, is a good asikdika issue. So that means it's not a particular problem in hilchos sukkah. It's a problem in general. Is this, does this mechitza have good asik? Well, the mechitza of sfas agaga is a vada mechitza nikeres. For the people who live in the house, it's a mechitza nikeres 100%. And once it's a mechitza nikeres, it has good asik. So what does it matter that it's not nikeres for the people who live in the sukkah? But it's nikeres for the people who live in the house. And why is that? If we're talking good asik generically, we're not talking about a sukkah problem. That for sukkah you need mechitza nikeres. We're talking about a generic problem, good asik. A tel issue. That there's a mechitza, she'en and nikeres have good asik. So this mechitza is nikeres. What does it matter if it's nikeres on the roof? But it's nikeres for seichel bayis. So why should there be a machlekes al sfas agag altogether? According to Rabbi Menahar, l'chayre it's a mechitza hanikeres l'chol dova. So why is there even an issue of sfas agag? Why is there any machlekes about sfas agag? So if you take a look, when you do the Sugya Memu, take a look at Rabbi Menahar, and I'm just going to flag it for you, and he's beferish misyachas to this issue. And he has a different little bit of a take. I don't know what he means, what he's saying. A different take. What's the problem of svasagak? The problem can't be that it's not nikeres the shemdiro v'seichasuka al derech derad. That's not going to work for him. It's a good asik tikkun. It's a generic good asik tikkun problem. So he says something else. You have to see what he says. Okay, I want to just go back and I'll talk about something else for a minute. Then we'll finish up today. If you stretch your memory back. Maybe you remember, we had a Ramban with Shabbos Bav Kuf. The Gemara had a case where you had a bar B'Shus Ramban, and it was Molik Peretz. Something threw into the bar. So the Gemara says that it's potter, that the Peretz are Mabatim and Mechitzis. So he's showing me this, the Ramban, the Rashba, how the Peretz are Mabatim and Mechitzis. They weren't Mabatim and Peretz. And even if you were, maybe it's bottle died for its klodim. So how's the mechitza mevatel the peretz? We talked about this in the peretz. They bring from a paigoin that it's talking to in a chananel, that it's talking to me, we're mevatel the peretz, I want to say bottle died, they absolve it because they want to say bottle died, maybe it's tastes as tevil, and I got it to myself. But the Ramban and the Rashba have a different peretz. The Ramban and the Rashba say that in Hilchos Shabbos, the peretz are mevatel the mechitzas, even though you're going to take them away tomorrow. You're not mevatel the peretz. Nonetheless, the peretz are mevatel the mechitzas because you need mechitzas and ikaros. Hakan. So now we're actually just learned the sugya of mechitzas and ikaros. So the problem is obvious. What do you mean mechitzas and ikaros? Our Gemara says you only need mechitzas and ikaros in the sukkah. In the Shabbat, you only need mechitzas and ikaros. And even according to Rav Chaim's Mahalach, that the mechitzas and ikaros is not a sukkadik issue. It's a global issue. But it's also muchuk that it's a global issue in good asik. But it's not a global issue in the mechitzas la'atzman. The mechitzas la'atzman are out of the mechitzas. They're not in ikaros, they don't say good asik. But the mechitzas themselves, the tellers are out of shesayochet. Like Rav Menahar explained, la'atzman, you have mechitzas. Maybe it's not really under a kid. But la'atzman are out of the good mechitzas. So what is the Ramban and the Rashi mean over there? They got Paris in a bar, so it's not mechitzas and ikaros. If it would be sukkah, it would be an issue, but with only Shabbos. I think the Shabbos pashut. It's a different mechitzas and ikaros. Over here we're talking mechitzas and ikaros, meaning. If you're standing, even if you're standing on top of the tail, you know that there are mechitzas. You look down, you see there are mechitzas. It's no different than a chakak. A bar b'shus rabim is also a b'shus yom. People look down, they see there's mechitzas. Mechze begidu, or mechze b'mechitza, maybe there's a problem with tzira. But kule begidu is about the mechitza. You look down, you see the gidu. You see that it drops down to 10 fos. So what does our Gemara mean there's not mechitzas in any cars? I mean something else. And whatever it means, it's not mechitzas and ikaros, meaning, about I see the drop. But it's not nikkah that it's a mechitza. It's mechitza quality is not nikkah, because it's solid through and through. You have a mechitza, people live inside, that's a mechitza and ikaros. Everybody perceives that it's a mechitza. When you have a mechitza, it's not ikaros, it's a tell, it's a gidl. So it's a good mechitza. Gidl is a good mechitza. But for good asik, For midrasik, you have to have more. For midrasik, you need something that's not a gidur, but it's perceived as a mechitza. That's mechitza nikeres in Agama. Or maybe in sukkah, you need mechitza nikeres. Two mahalchim that we've been talking about. But if added gidur is a good, if you're not looking for midrasik, you want midrasik, then you need more. You need a mechitza. It's nikeres that it's not a gidur, then it's a mechitza. But if you're just looking for you're not looking for midrasik, you're not asking for midrasik, you just want a mechitza latzma. So then a gidur is a fine mechitza. So you have a tail, you look down, you see the drop, and that makes it into a shusay ochet. In Shabbos, the Ramban is talking about, is a case where you have a bar, and you were memalit peiros, and nobody knows how deep the bar is. Because you can't see the gidur because it's full of peiros. That's a different one. That the Ramban is saying, a mechitza that you can't tell that it's there, an invisible mechitza, even an invisible gidur is not a good mechitza. That's a different kind of mechitza and nikeres. And then it says by us in the sugya in the Ritva. I think other Rishonim say this also. I don't remember from Erevin, but I think a lot of Rishonim say this. But the Ritva is by us. The Ritva asks the question: is how come the whole world is not a shusayochet? Because you have the continental shelf, and it should be a shusayochet. And he assumes that the continental shelf has a sheer enough drop that it's telam is lakif, and you have a mechitza. So look, midrabbanan, it's too big, but. It's a kafir, but midiraisa, it should be a shusayochet. The whole continent should be a shusayochet. So the Ritva says Kastani cares, and he says beferish dafan in the cares and even by Shabbos. You know, you can't. Nobody sees it. Nobody can see it. It's an invisible mechitza. An invisible mechitza is not a mechitza even until Shabbos. That's Pashut Shalom there in their mind. So I was thinking over the break. Going back to the Ramban and Shabbos of Zion on the base, that was the last thing we talked about before we wrote. We had this terrible steer in the Ramban. We had two paragraphs in the Ramban. The first paragraph in the Ramban is talking about a case where you have a chakak and you have a chesim. The Gemara and Shabbos of Zion. You have a bayis, shame is serech asora, on top of the roof you have asora tochim, on top of the roof is a shiyochlet, but besoik bayis it's not a shiyochlet because it's not that tochim tall. So the Abai says, but if you chokak lahashlim, so then it becomes Rosh Hashayochet inside. It doesn't say anything about Lovud. So the Ramban asked, why didn't you look? Well, Rosh Hashanah asked, but the Ramban, that was the first thing the Ramban asked, why didn't you eat Lovud? So the Ramban, so many Rosh Hashanah, so in other Rosh Hashanah, there's two tables. In other Rosh Hashanah, we had many Rosh Hashanah say, from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, they all answer, and Hilcha Shabbos, since it's only the Noya Kiyas Rabim, you don't need lavud. It could be an incremental mechitza. In Hilcha Sukkah, you need a chavtsa shel mechitza that is nikeres shishalah. So it has to be one mechitza, contiguous. You can't have half the mechitza over here and half the mechitza over here. It has to be lavud at least to each other. But in Hilcha Shabbos, where all I need is a mechitza that's meneah b'kiyas rabim, you have to, the lashon of the Rashba is you have to feel when you that the person is sitting with shishiyocha has to feel that he's godur from the b'kiyas rabim. So for that, it's enough. You have five tefachim over here and five tefachim over here. They don't have to be. Doesn't need to be one. The mechitza doesn't have to be b'mokayim echad. The way I was masbid, you need the pulus hagidur. You don't need the gather itself. That's what some rishonim say. Many rishonim. Then there's another mahalchim rishonim. There's shonim. There all sounds this way. That the mechitza really inside the house. There is no mechitza. The whole mechitza is outside. Because outside you have the whole way up to the roof, including the roof. That's menei b'kiyas rabim. You don't need a mechitza inside. You don't need any tziruf. There must be sack of the parish. You don't need to be mitzarek the chakak to the kaisel. So I need a chakak at all. So it's a different part because the rishus v'yochet has to be ten tefachim. The rishus has to be ten tefachim. But as far as the mechitz is concerned, you have ten tefachim. Ten tefachim on the outside, you don't need ten tefachim on the inside. That's the ma'alch of the places Yishanah. The Ramban is sort of a little bit ambivalent. The Ramban sounds like he's winding up to say the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva. He starts off saying that Shabbat Sukkah, you need Sukkah, there's a drosha, the Sukkah specifically, you need Tfanais, you need Chepsish al Tfanais. But when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos, it's enough that you have all you need is to be Menei Bekiyas Rabim. It sounds like he's winding up to say, I'll derech the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ram, that I don't need the Tzir. But then in the pitch, he says that therefore by Shabbos, you have 10 Tfachim on the outside, because you have the Gag. That's why it's good enough. So that's all by itself problematic. He starts with saying one thing and he winds up saying the other. That we could deal with by saying that no, he wasn't really winding up to the Rashba and the Ritva. He was really winding up to the place he's shown. He was saying that if by Sukkah you need a Spasukkah, so it needs to be a Mechitza even on the inside. But by Shabbos it's just to be Menei B'kiyas Rabim, so it's enough that it's a Mechitza on the outside. Even though I have to push it to ring of the words of the Ramban, but we could perhaps be civil then. But the problem is the next line of the Rashba, the next line of the Ramban, because the next paragraph in the Ramban, he has a different question. He says, Rav Chisda says, that chetzi begidud v'chetzi mechitzein mitzarfim. So how over here are we mitzarf? The kach with the koysel is chetzi begidud v'chetzi mechitzel. What do you mean mitzarfim? We're not mitzarf. The whole mechitzel is on the outside, up to the kibbutz. So it's beferish that he's learning. You do have to mitzarf the kach and the koysel. So what was he saying before? They have 10 tefach on the outside. That was the difficulty that we had in the Ramban. After the kach that I wanted, maybe in the nagi in the Ramban, very problematic number. So maybe I was thinking l'chaymer inyan. And maybe you could say if Shat Nirama. But the Olam, the Ramban is saying like the Rashba, like the Ritva, like the Ran, all of his best message, that he's saying a vort in Siruf. And in a Sukkah, you need Pesukkah, you need Tfanois, and therefore you have to have Lovud. And by Shabbos, you don't have to have Lovud, and therefore you can mitzaref the Chak and the Kersel. I'll derek the rest of his best message. But the Ramban had a problem. The Ramban had a problem. Because since he's saying that by Shabbos the point of the Mechitz is to be Mendeya Bekiyas Rabin, so it's pushed to him if that's the case, that it has to be a Mechitz not only on the outside, on the inside, but it also has to be Mechitz on the outside. Had it been true that a Mechitz of Shabbos had nothing to do with Bekiyas Rabin, so maybe it would be enough to be Mechitz on the inside. But now you're telling me the whole purpose of a mechitza Shabbos is to be mnei b'kiyas rabim. So avadi, you have to have a mechitza on the inside too, and you have to be mitzaref the chak. But you also need a mechitza on the outside. It can't just be a mechitza on the inside. It needs to also be a mechitza on the outside. And they're about a problem for the people on the outside. It's not a mechitza any cares because they don't see the chak. How do they don't know that there's a chak there? It's a good sign. For the people on the outside, the chak that's on the inside of the house is no different than the chak and the chak that's molei peiros. Just like the chak that's molei peiros, the Ramban himself says in Dafkuf that it's not a good mechitza, even though you're not mevatel the peiros, because but nobody can see that you can't see them. And nobody knows the mechitza of the bar are rendered invisible by the fact that they're covered by peiros. So kein adover hazeh. If you're standing on the outside of the house, the chak inside, you don't know what's going on in the house. The chak's invisible, so all you see is the mechitza that's maybe 8 tefachim tall. So where's the mechitza? A good mechitza on the inside, you have it too. In the Chanami, the inside you have the kat and you have the kaisel and it's mistarav, like the Ramban explained. Al derech the Rashba the Ritva, you don't need lobot because it's you just have to feel that you're godur, like the Rashba explained. So fine, so on the inside you're good, but on the outside, how do people on the outside see a mechitzel? They don't know about the kat. So for that, the Ramban had to throw in the people on the outside see the kibur. So maybe they're not an invisible mechitzel for them either. And maybe that's the two sides. On the inside you have the kat. The Ramban assumes you need a mechitzel on both sides. So on the inside you have the kaisel of chak. There's no lovud, so that is marach. Like al derech the Rashba and the Ran. That by Shilcha Shabbos I don't care about lovud. You only have to feel that you're a godur. So you feel that like you're godur. You need the pulis agider. You don't need the gedur itself. But you need the pulis agider on the inside. But the Rabbi was pushing him that you also need the gider on the outside. So that he was bothered. The gider on the outside. They don't know about the chak. So where's the gider on the outside? Where's the? It's not a mechitza any cares. In the sense of it's an invisible mechitza. It's like molly payers. So he has to come out to the outside as a different mechitza nekeres. The mechitza nekeres on the outside is to see the kaisel of the kibbutz. But on the inside, you're talking to the sirif of the chak. Mail the rest of the Ramban is good. You have the sirif of the chak. Yeah, so that's perhaps the mahalach in the Ramban. Okay, we're going to stop here. Mr. Shem, tomorrow I want to start the sugya of Stas Agar. It's good to see, besides the Ram and the Har, and also the Velu Yisrael, the Ram, my place is the Ram, also to see Dragon.